Fellas, the new album that's coming out is called The Great Divide, and we wanted to try a radio first with you guys. Do you want to play a game with us?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do this.
The Great Divide
of Busby and Maru.
So this is The Great Divide. We're going to try and divide Busby and Maru, and we're hoping, look, you guys are great friends. You've been touring together for a long time, playing music together for a long time. We're hoping that we break you up on our radio show.
How long have you guys actually been friends for?
Oh, about 20 years.
Comes crashing down right here on Hit 91.9. We've got some questions that we're going to ask. We're hoping that we cause a divide between the band. We're going to ask a question. We're going to count 3, 2, 1, and then we want you to answer at the same time, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Who usually runs late between the two of you? 3, 2, 1.
Jeremy.
That was pretty, I think both of you said the same thing then.
Not breaking up
well,
the band
I said
on that
me.
One.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It sounds like a consensus. How late are you usually running, Jeremy?
Not late. I'm normally in the elevator as he calls.
No, he's always on time, but he'll never be there. He'll just go, I'm not going anywhere until Tom rings me.
I'm always ready.
Yeah, I think I can relate to Jeremy on this one. All right, question number two. Who's the cleaner one?
3, 2, 1.
I don't know, mate. I don't know. I wouldn't be wearing a pair of your undies twice in a row.
I don't think I'd ever want to do that, Tom.
Tom uses roly underarms. That's unhygienic.
Yeah, no, that's gross.
No, Tom, yes, thank you.
Tom, you've got to get the spray on, mate.
Yes.
I don't share it with anyone. Jeremy gets a little bit ticked off because he stinks. There you go. He's just dubbed himself in. And he goes, can I use your deodorant, please, mate? And I pull out the roly and he goes, no chance. And he puts it on his hand. He cleans it with a cloth.
What? You know, the one thing I'm going to give you the exception for is you would be on aeroplanes a lot and you can't take
that's
aerosols.
That's where I lose
them. Totally. I've had my fair share of deodorant go missing and then turn up smelling horrible. So, yes. You're doing good already here.
You've forgiven me that one.
You're going to get into a punch-up already. Let's go.
All right. Between the two of you, who is more likely to shout around?
3, 2, 1, go.
Probably Jeremy. Oh. you're going to have to do better than that, guys. We're pretty generous guys. I mean, Jeremy would give you the shirt off his back, and I wouldn't take that one.
Yeah, because it smells. He doesn't wear deodorant, apparently.
True.
All right. You guys, you probably spend a lot of time on buses and trains and airplanes and stuff. Out of the two of you, who is the loudest?
Jeremy. Don't even need to fear the end of that one.
Nah. How bad is it? How loud are we talking?
I nearly got kicked off a flight because of Tom.
What do you mean?
Because she thought it was me. The flight attendant picked up something right where I was sitting.
Yeah.
And Tom had wafted it my way.
Oh.
And she's just looked at me going, you rotten dog.
Really?
She actually said, no, she actually said, you animal.
No, she didn't. Animal.
She stood up and looked at me, but Jeremy had no eyes looking out the window. And look, yeah, I'll own up there, but I won't own up for the rest of the time. Jeremy can snore and fart like the best of them.
We tried our very best to split up Busby and Maru. How did we go? Did we cause a divide?
Mate, if we weren't going to split up after the first year of touring together, I think we will never be able to.
They've like married now, Tim.
Married couple. Fellas, thanks so much for having a chat with us. We tried our best. Can't wait to see you guys touring around the country.